I am sure that by now you all know what the Comenius Project is. It is an association of different European countries, and the aim is to work together in a common goal.
This is the year, and the next 1 hour, school is participating in the project, and we are very happy to share experiences with all these people from around Europe.
We think that now it's a good moment to ask them questions about their country and also what do they think about our country, Catalonia.
So, let's start the United Kingdom!
Do your children wear uniforms in all the schools?
Not in all the schools. In our school, St Patrick's, we do wear a uniform, and our mascot, Patrick the Bear, is actually wearing our school uniform.
Do you usually visit the monuments?
Can you repeat that?
Do you usually visit the monuments?
Places in England. We do. We can go all over Great Britain. Scotland have wonderful mountains. Down south, Cornwall, beautiful sea resorts, cliffs, White Cliffs of Dover. We have London, and obviously we have the royal wedding today as well. So lots of people from Great Britain are there today celebrating the wedding.
We recently went to Liverpool Museum as well with our Year 3 class.
Do you have a typical instrument?
Musical instrument.
Not a typical one. Our school is used on a Monday night for a huge orchestra. Because our hall is big and they bring every instrument and they practice for big concerts. So we celebrate all kinds of instruments and music, but we don't have one particular instrument that is traditional to our country.
Do you study a foreign language at school?
Yes, we study French, obviously, as well as English.
What is the most important meal of the day in England?
Breakfast. We always make sure we have lots to eat at breakfast.
Nice English traditional breakfast, cooked.
Eggs, bacon, sausage, beans, mushrooms.
Tea. Breakfast
with
tea.
Milk.
Do the children eat lunch at the school?
Yes, most of them. They have a choice whether they have a cooked dinner, a lunch, or they bring their own sandwiches from home.
What time do you start the school?
At 10 to 9, the bell goes and all the children go into school. We have quite a long morning. They work in their classrooms till 20 to 11, and then they stop for 20 minutes to have a break. And then at 11 o'clock, they go right through till 1 o'clock, and then they have a break for 1 till 2 o'clock for their dinner, their lunch. And at quarter past three, they finish at quarter past three to go home.
Can you say a typical rhyme from your country?
Sorry?
Can you say a typical rhyme from your country?
A rhyme.
We don't sing.
You wanted to do London's Burning.
Okay, all right. Okay. London's Burning.
Okay.
After three.
One, two, three.
London's burning, London's burning. Fetch the engines, fetch the engines. Fire, 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 fire. Pour on water, pour on water.
Which typical festival have you got in England?
We've got one, well, we celebrate two, really. Our school is St. Patrick's, so in March 17th is a very important day, St. Patrick's Day, which we celebrate. But also, it's something that you're going to find a little bit more this afternoon, because we're going to teach you a song about St. George and the dragon. And St. George is the patron saint of England.
Would you like having a holiday in Catalonia?
Love a yes. holiday, yes. Can we come and stay with you?
Thank you very much. And now let's meet the Italian people.
Thank you.
Italy, officially the Italian Republic, is a European country that is part of the European Union. In the north is bordered by the Alps, where it borders France, Switzerland, Austria and Slovenia.
Good morning, Italy people.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What the weather like in Italy?
It's better.
How many people live in Italy?
Perhaps 60 million of people.
What's name of your president?
Napolitano.
Giorgio.
How many students are there in your school?
In our school there are a lot of students. There are 960.
How many students are in each class?
20, 28, 29.
Do you like Catalonia?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Can you speak Catalan or Spanish?
We speak only Italian languages. But we understand.
Dico se ti piace, fiumi, monti.
No, detto se parliamo catalano.
Ah.
Do you like practicing sports?
Dance.
Do you like football club Barcelona?
Barcelona? Yes.
I don't know.
Thank you for all your answers.
Oh, thank you to you.
Portugal. Good morning. Welcome to Catalonia. Portugal is a beautiful country. It has many beaches and many cathedrals. And Portugal is next to Galicia, Spain.
Which are your names?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Fatima.
My name is Paula.
I'm Cecilia.
Where do you live in Portugal?
We live in the north of Portugal in a city called Viana do Castelo.
Do you like Portugal?
Yes, we love Portugal and we love to come to Spain and Catalonia especially.
What is the city you most like in Portugal?
Of course, Viana do Castelo. We like it very much. And I also like the capital, Lisbon.
Do you love this country?
Oh yes, indeed. We do love this country and it's just great being here and having the chance to meet you. It's good, very good, we like it.
Do you like this school?
Yes, we love this school. All the students are very friendly and they are wonderful, and the teachers and the mountains around, they are just great, wonderful. Very happy to be here.
How long has it been your trip to Spain?
How long? By plane, you mean? Well, it took 1 hour and 25 minutes.
Do you like the welcome we gave to you yesterday?
Yes, it was just fantastic. You just did a great job, and we really enjoyed meeting you and all the things you prepared, and we are very thankful for all of that. Congratulations.
How many people are there in your school?
We have about 700 students and about 80 teachers.
Is it little or big, your school?
Our school is a little bit bigger than this one, but it's not a big school.
How long does it long your break time?
Our break time? It depends because we have different breaks. We have 15 breaks, one in the morning and another in the afternoon, and then we have 5 minute breaks.
Do you like our English class?
Can you repeat, please?
Do you like our English class?
Well, we three are English teachers, so we of course love our English classes and we love to sing and practice with our students. Yes.
Thanks very much for your attention. And now let's talk to people from Turkey.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Organia. Now we are with the group of Turkey. Remember that the capital of Turkey is Istanbul. There are about 74 million people. And now let's ask some questions.
Which are your names?
My name is Hüseyin Kaplan.
I am Füsun Kuleli.
My name is Birgül Gezer.
How has it been your trip?
It's very nice.
Yes, we like it too much. It's really interesting place.
Where are you come from? A city or town?
Oh yes, we live in Antalya. Antalya is in the Mediterranean coast.
Is it cool?
How is it cool? Oh yes, Antalya.
Do you like this school?
Yes, I like the school very much. It's small, but it's really warm, and the teachers and the students are warmly and friendly.
How many people are in each class in Turkey?
Oh, we have between 38 and 48. There are a lot of students in each class.
How many people are there in your school?
Oh yes, and there are a lot of, again, 1,140 students in our school.
How is your school called?
Maryam Mustafa Ege Primary School.
Do you like participating in the Ecumenius project?
Of course, I like it very much. It's really amazing. I like it.
Do you like this interview?
Yes, I like. Thank you so much. Interviewing is really good.
Thank you very much for your answers. You are very kind.
Oh, you are very kind too.
Time for the Polish. Poland is located in the east of Europe. Poland's climate is moderate.
The average temperature in winter is 6 degrees minimum and 8 degrees maximum. The average temperature in summer is 9 degrees minimum and 22 degrees maximum. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you like our schools?
Yes, sure. The schools are really nice. We like them so much.
Is your school very different from ours?
It's a bit different. First of all, the school is in one building. It's not divided as your schools and your students. The building is similar to this one, but we've got 400 students, so we've got much less place for everyone.
Are the children in your school better than we are?
No, you are better.
Our students are
more naughty.
Naughty.
You are very, very
nice. They
don't
want to listen to the teachers. Yes.
Sometimes.
Which is your people live in Poland? How many people live in Poland?
About 40 million people live in Poland.
Have you got a typical food?
Our typical food is bigos. It's a cabbage mixed with meat and vegetables. We also have a special soup. The name is Żurek. What else?
And rosół.
And rosół, yes, the next special soup. And we also like meat. We like meat and we use a lot of meat, especially pork.
We live in the region of Silesia, so we've got typical Silesian dishes, and one of them is rolled meat with red cabbage and dumplings.
Is it typical to eat tomato with salad in your country?
Yes, it's very typical. We like tomatoes and we use them in salads. We have tomato soups and tomato sauce. We like tomatoes, so yes, it's typical.
Which games do children play in your school?
Football, mostly.
At the playground, but at breaks they sometimes sit on the floor and play cards.
Mm-hmm. Is there an important person in Poland?
Yes. You mean now? Yes, nowadays. The people from the government are important, and
the president.
Yes, but the most important for children are they. The leaders of the groups they listen. I mean the singers they appointed for children, the singers, Polish singers.
Could you sing a typical song from your country, please?
We will sing a song, a Silesian song, which is in a well. It has some typical words.
Okay, regional.
Ready?
One, two, three. Hej, bystra woda, woda, wodiczka, pytało dziewczę łojanicka. Hej, lesie zimny, lesie zielony, kaj mój janicek umilony. Hej!
Catalonia?
Yes, we like Catalonia very much, and Catalonia is a very special place, and I think that I personally would like to live here. I like the mountains.
Especially
and,
in winter, because winters in Poland are very cold and severe, but I'm not sure if we could live here in summer, because you've got so high temperatures. Sometimes it could be too hot for us.
Thank you for being in our interview. It has been a pleasure. See you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Slovenia is a country located in the middle of Europe, very close to Italy. The weather in Slovenia varies from season to season. In the coast, they have a Mediterranean climate, and in the mountains, they have an Alpine climate. The capital of Slovenia is Ljubljana. How do you pronounce the capital Ljubljana? It is very difficult for us to pronounce it.
It is for you, for us, it's not. It's Ljubljana, Ljubljana.
What's the name of your president?
Danilo Turk.
Do you like your country?
Yes, I like it very much.
Which are the typical clothes in Slovenia?
In Slovenia, we wear jeans and trainers, all-stars especially, and sandals and t-shirts and jumpers and skirts, the girls, and we wear all clothes that you wear.
Which is the most typical food?
The most typical food? We eat, we have special sausages, and we eat many different soups, lots and lots of salads, and we bake very good cakes and pastries, sweets.
Are you happy in your country?
Yes, we are very happy in our country.
What's the name of your school?
Our school is Jurij Vega Primary School.
Do you like wear t-shirt?
Yes, I like to be a teacher and my colleagues also.
How many people are there in your classrooms?
There are from 15 to 28. Maximum is 28, and we also, if we are lucky, we have 15, 16 pupils in one classroom.
At what time do you start school?
We start school at 8 o'clock.
Do your children behave properly?
Yes. But not all the time.
What do you think about the children in our schools?
You are very happy, open, beautiful, kind, friendly to us, and I think you are friendly to your teachers.
Thank you.
And now we want to say thank you very, very much to all of you for answering our questions.
Remember that you can listen these interviews on the internet in radiosernarieda.blogspot.com.
And now it's time to say goodbye to everyone. Good luck, Comenius teachers, and see you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.